Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformations with Elisa. Remember to dial us early to experience your own personal mini reading from Elisa. The number to call is 516-418-5651 to secure your place in line for always informative guidance. Our callers say she is spot on. We know you'll agree. Welcome to Transformations with Elisa.
And welcome indeed. This is our first show of February. We have some new people who, according to our little policy, our new callers get in first. And then we have two familiar names that have been with us a couple of times in the past. Other people may call before the hour is up, but we'll see where we go. Elisa, welcome back. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Elisa?
Yes, can you hear me?
There you are. You're ready to rock and roll with your lesson.
I am. Well, you know, I'm noticing that we're going through this in this new year. There's been a lot of, you know, transitional things happening for a lot of people. So I have been kind of guided to share about how important it is to be in the awareness of your frequency and energy that's around you and make sure, like, keeping your frequency high through nature or through sound, through your higher senses is so important right now. We're all on a different healing platform. Wherever you are with yourself is okay. There's no set platform to be on. It's just a process. But the more that we learn about frequency and the power that it helps to elevate our energy field, it will help facilitate the healing to go so much faster. And it will help us to heighten into that manifestation of bringing to us through, like, the law of attraction, all the possibilities on a higher level. So when we are in a lower vibrational, you know, situation of being emotional or falling down or feeling like we're hopeless or depressed, that signifies that our frequency is off balance and not in a high vibration. So to help it to go into that highness is to utilize, I call it God's playground, which is getting out in nature, listening to the animals, listening to the trees, the wind, the elements that are around us. Just allow yourself to be elevated through the natural process of what is all around us. Remove yourself from all man-made kind of frequencies, TVs, and, you know, whatever is interference we call noise, because that actually fogs our energy fields. So to have more clarity of where you are, where you're carrying yourself, just pay attention and also be aware of who you allow around you. If you're around people who are bringing you down or people who are elevating you up. So it's just important right now to be in that awareness as we're going through this transformation. And that is the lesson for this week.
Well, I appreciate that because it's a good reminder. And we think we know these things, but sometimes it helps to get a little reminder that we're on the right path, or when somebody slips out of our life, not to be so hung up on why are they gone, but be thinking that there's a reason that they're moving on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our cellular field, when it's in balance and it's in a high frequency, the lower lacks do not exist. So if you're going through some sort of illness or some sort of emotional state, whatever it is, if it's in a low frequency, it's going to keep you stuck in that lack. So it's about being aware and really taking the responsibility to elevate that frequency field that's around your physical body, because it does go into the cellular level. You know, it's like, I tell people, like, I show them through sound and vibration of the sound, when it enters the body, if it's at a high megahertz, it actually can change the cellular field of your body. And also, you know, if you do it on water, you can see that it can change, you know, the way the water is in its cellular form or in its form, molecular form or whatever you want to call it. But it's so powerful to be uplifting and bring a more positive field to us. And that's what we're learning about right now. Well, that's what we should be learning about right now, because there's been a lot of heaviness around all of us as a collective. And we're like trying to come out of this tunnel of darkness into this beautiful light. And that frequency of the light is very high vibrational. So, you know, that's been going on with a lot of people. It's just people don't understand how to connect to themselves to bring their energy fields up, because they've been so in this cycle of I guess programming that's not healthy. So when people are stuck, I just tell them, go into nature. That is the first step to healing. And what people don't really understand is the trees, they carry so much energy that can actually help us heal, like the tree roots. The tree, just sitting by the vibration of the trees because of their healing properties, can actually help us to elevate in ourselves, which I actually learned, you know, how powerful the trees actually are. So it's just interesting, and I just thought I'd share.
I appreciate that, and I know that for me, if I am near an older tree, it seems to calm me down. There's, you know, the fact that old tree has stood there for so long, weathering all kinds of storms, just it speaks to my soul.
Yes, and it's just being out in nature to play. It just feels good. You know, I've been going to the beach a lot recently. I mean, we're in Florida, so we're fortunate after our little cold spell to have this beautiful weather. But beach has been so invigorating, and it brings this energy to the field that you can't explain. You just feel great after walking in the sand barefoot and all that crystal healing and the sounds of the waves and the sunshine, and it does something to the soul. It just elevates the whole system.
Oh yeah.
So
anytime you can be in what that's what I call big nature. And anytime you can be in big nature, like the mountains or the Grand Canyon, anything that's just so massive that you can't measure it, it's there's something cathartic about that, something healing.
You know, even the snow, like I know a lot of people are telling me they're stuck in ice and snow right now across the nation. And when you go outside, because they can't go anywhere, they're stuck. You can go outside, but the silence of the snow and just being outside, even if it's cold, even if it's for a few minutes, it's so peaceful. It's just nature has a way of touching us in such a deep level. So I just say go outside, just even if it's for a little bit, 5 minutes. It's very healing. Instead of sitting inside a house all the time. And so is water. You know, water, sitting in the bath, having a salt bath, a nice cleanse. It helps to elevate the system. But we can take our call.
I agree. I definitely agree.
They're waiting on some messages tonight.
Okay, so let me bring in Tina from Nebraska. She's our, where is my microphone button? Tina, welcome to the show. We're happy you're joined us tonight.
Hi, thank you for my call. That was a wonderful introduction. I'm so glad I got in. Hi, I'd like to ask a question and,
sure.
If it's possible, please. Thank you.
Sure. Go ahead, Tina.
Okay. Yes, yes, hi. Thank you so much again. So I have a close friend, and just want to know if, if the process of the going through what they're going to be going through with a lot of paper documents, I'm going to be going through something with, but not through that, through something else. But on my friend's case, like, when does that go into effect? Like, when do they start to proceed with what they're going to be doing, that it's going to be, that they're going to be separating or going different paths? If you see that, it's a close friend.
Going through some legal stuff right now, like a divorce or a separation?
Business-wise, I don't know. Yes, ma'am. You got to look at Miss Lisa. She got it while I'm saying it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Something like, it's like a separation of paperwork, legal documents, when do you see that actually beginning? Because they mentioned it to me already, but I don't know when that's going to begin. Of course, I like to see if you have the answer. If the spirit is able to give an answer, or it's not time yet.
Well,
I don't know what the answer is.
Because with your friend, I'm not really sure about getting in that energy right now, because I don't have your friend around me right now. I can pick up your energy with you. You know, I'm not really into like the legal documents and separation and all this stuff. I just see with you.
Okay, so let me rephrase the question. Do you see my friend coming to visit me? There we go. Sorry, ma'am. You're right. I respect what you're saying. I'm going to be working on something. That's the question.
Well, for you, I just see a lot more of uncertainty where you want to be with yourself. And it's not so much about whether your friend comes to you or not. I see you going through uncertainty in your own personal life right now, of trying to figure things out. That's best for you. With your friend coming to visit, I see them coming to visit, but I don't think it's going to be as soon as you think. I think it's going to be a little longer than you anticipated.
Yes.
I don't know if you were thinking March, but now it might be May. Like, I feel like it might be a couple months delay.
Yeah, I was thinking May or June. You got it. Okay, Miss Lisa, I'm sorry for the confusion, and I'm glad Spirit gave me a message. Of course, you can nail that. You did nail that. Well, I appreciate your time.
All right,
well,
thank
you for calling.
I hope that helped you a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our next caller is Miss Carla from New York. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I feel you're happy about. There's something happy around you. Really happy.
Oh, I hope so. That'll be great.
If there's something that you're waiting on, I feel like it's a positive outcome, because I feel like you're smiling.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So my question is actually. Go ahead. Go ahead. Please.
I just see changes around you recently.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
So my question is about my daughter. She's been dating someone for a few months. And I'm just wondering what you pick up around him. Is he someone good for her or not? This is around my older daughter, Patty.
I'm feeling like it's not exactly what you want for her, but it's her path and her choice.
Yeah. No, of course. I'm just wondering what you pick up. I actually don't talk to her about him because I don't really care for the guy, but obviously it's their lives and they have to learn their own lessons.
Their lives. Oh, and you know what? I don't want to like pick something apart when she's not on the phone asking me. Like, you already know the answer, but it's her life. It's her past. She has to go through it. She has to learn something
from
this.
Oh, I know. I just wanted confirmation or, you know, some like mother's intuition, you know, and I just, if you also got the same feeling that I know I'm, yeah.
Well, your mother intuition is not wrong. But,
okay.
You know, look, we're not here to judge. We're here to just
absolutely
say, okay, that's her choice. and there's something she obviously has to learn. I don't feel she's in danger. I just feel that, you know, there's a lot of things that could be a lot better, but she has to see her worth and where she heightens in herself. That's all.
Right.
She needs to have more of a higher, like healthier boundaries, I guess is a better way of putting it.
Right. Yeah. They have to learn at their own pace. You've given me confirmation. Well, thank you so much. And you both have a lovely evening.
Thank you, Carla.
All right,
appreciate the call. All right.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
And our next caller is Dion from Illinois. Hi, Dion.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
It's been a while, Dion. And I don't think you've called in for a while, have you?
No, I haven't. And I was like, wow, I just would enjoy even listening to the show, so I'm surprised I even got picked. But No, because I already know that you're so amazing.
You know, it's funny how the frequency really applies to, like, our choices, people we let into our life, things that are happening. It's, like, it's so important to make, like, be aware of where we're standing in ourselves when we're around all things, you know? It's like the last caller wanting to know about, you know, if something's healthy or not. And it's just about frequency. When people are on the same frequency, then things run very smoothly. And when they're not, it's a little bit of conflicts or whatever going on. So it's just about being aware. But do you have a question for me tonight?
I mean, I have been feeling that too. Like I started a new project, you know, that I've been working on, and I seem to have a lot of answers that people are looking for, but at the same time, I've just, like, put up my boundaries recently, and, like, I don't feel obligated that I have to get back to people or anything like that, but, I mean, I'm just hoping that my project I'm working on will provide a decent paycheck for me to be able to move, and, you know, like, just start in a different location. I'm really hopeful that that's going to happen.
See, with whatever you're doing is not going to start taking off until the end of February, beginning of March. There's a few more things you need to put in the program, so to speak. But I do see you opening up for a lot of people to come to you. Like, I actually see it being for the masses. So just keep going because you're in the right direction. I don't see you moving right away. Are you wanting to move? Is that what you said? Because I see you staying close to where you're at or in the same place that you're at and building around you and then kind of like building outward. And it's slowly growing.
Okay, maybe I just need to relax more into it then.
Yeah, I feel like it's just going to be word of mouth because you're going to help people. It's good. And you know what? It's funny. I see you even helping people up until now, but you're going to get in front of more people. I think it's the being in front of people that's going to help get the abundance rolling in for you. And maybe you're going to have to do something where you're doing teaching and bringing it to people to show them what you're offering.
That's cool.
You just need to get in front of people. It's like you're kind of just like putting it out there one by one, but I feel like you need to get in front of more people. Like maybe do like a class or some kind of gathering or where you can go and, you know, show people what you're doing. And that will help it. Okay. Does that help you?
It helps me. Yeah. I'm like trying to like pull back from people it's just for right now, I'm writing a book, you know, and I'm writing a screenplay, like a manuscript at the same time. And I feel like with just too many people, it gets triggers me and it gets chaotic and then I can't think. So I do have to put more things together and then I will be able to, you know, get back out there. But, you know,
I see it being the end of February, beginning of March is where you're really going to, you're going to be ready. You're going to be more ready. So just keep doing it. I have to remind myself to do that too, but keep doing it. Little by little, it starts to piece together. And then you have your masterpiece. Okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I just would like to continue to listen because I just, your energy is great.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you
for calling in. I have another new caller. Let me see where this one's from. Hi there.
Yes, hi.
Area code. Hi, who is calling?
Yes, my name is Patricia.
Patricia, what area are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Is it cold there?
Yes,
I heard it's cold. Is it cold?
Yes.
Well, I see for you that I don't know if you like to make your house a home, but I see your house being extremely comfortable. And I don't know if you're like cooking or making it. It's just a very warm feeling when I get into your energy about your home and your surroundings. So you must be doing something good.
Maybe that's my new home. Because I'm looking I will be relocating.
I feel it's just warm and inviting, and it smells real good. I don't know what you're doing, but I just see it feeling like such a nice place to live. That's what I feel surrounding your energy right now. So I don't know if you're moving soon, but I feel like you're already in it. That's how I'm feeling for you. And there's a lot of, I feel there's a lot of peace coming your way. Like a calm and a peace, my dear. Which I think you've been wanting for a while.
Yes, for a long time.
Yeah. It's going to feel good.
I'd like to ask. Yes. Yes, I said I'm preparing to relocate. It's not the end of this month, then. Well, hopefully the end of this month. I should have all my dental work completed and have a couple of online remote jobs that I'm working to have some income come in.
I just feel with you, you're just going to be in your, you're going to be very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you already have a place
can
to
I
go?
Ask? No, that's what I've been, the short-term housing. This has been, long story short, about a year ago, maybe 2 years now, I've been feeling a pull to live in the Southwest. And so I've chosen New Mexico, Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Okay.
And I first visited, last 2021, last fall, I visited Albuquerque for basically 3 days, three nights to try to get some, because I was, as I said, I would have never thought of, you know, to live there. And so, you know, I'm just getting on the public transportation and, you know. So anyway, and then prior to that, earlier that year in 2021, I went to Phoenix, Arizona, to try to see if it was there. So I don't think it's those places. As I said, I've chosen Las Cruces. So basically, I'm just going to I've been doing my research, and meaning, you know, trying to, you know, learn about the streets, the housing, of course, all the rents, apartments, everything is sky high. And even on this short-term housing, be it an Airbnb or what do they call these places, these
furloughs?
Anyway. Yeah, those are vacation, but still they're pricey because I'm looking at that for short term. It might be 90 days or more. And I just basically, you know, it'll just be myself, my guitar, my computers, you know, my clothes, my suitcase, and, you know, and my composition notebooks of notes, but I'll probably have them in storage and just live there. So when I'm there in Las Cruces, I will be able to see for myself. But anyway, I'm feeling a pull. So obviously I believe there is a spiritual part of it, the healing part of it. And it's just, it has to be more peaceful than when I've been here in Cleveland, and more just loving energy-wise and people-wise. And
yes,
so anyway, it's just, and then the remote job I did have for last year, that ended. So I've been applying and applying and applying, and, you know, so nothing has come through yet. Well, you know, with the remote work, using my computer and an internet connection. So to have that come in, but while I'm working on developing my skill set in learning this copywriting, content writing, start with that, and learning some other skills where it's useful and needed, and that will have some other, you know, more consistent, you know, money's income to come in. And so that's what I've been doing, you know, getting on YouTube and watching, you know, various videos and listening to particular presenters and so on, and getting my education that way.
I see your life becoming so much more calm and peaceful.
Yeah.
It's almost as if you're going to learn that the simple things really matter more than anything else, and you're not going to really have a lot of overhead either.
Yeah, so I was asking if, you know, as I said, you know, the short-term housing, you know, I'm wondering probably, I thought of bartering. And of course I can barter my time, you know, with, I worked in offices, you know, as a receptionist, you know, as typing, you know, data entry, and trying to think, you know, who can that, but I, like I said, I want to do this remote. And I'm trying to think of what other skill set, you know, of course I could, janitorial, that could be where I can exchange, you know, for my housing. And of course I would just have access to have my own bedroom with a lock on the door, and have access to a kitchen, you know, a stove, an oven, refrigerator, and, you know, a bathroom with a shower, bathtub. But also to be close enough to, you know, downtown or where the stores are, you know, grocery stores, you know, like a Walmart, a Target, Best Buy, you know, a Dollar Tree, 99-cent store, you know, a shopping mall, and the public transportation, because I wouldn't have a car.
Right.
and I've written this down. So, but yeah, that's the of course,
I
I'm
see
finishing up my dental
be,
work.
Well, your answers will be around you in April. Okay. You'll hear. You'll have more of a clear picture in April.
So
of where you're going.
So I'll do. Mm-hmm.
And where an opportunity shows up.
So
have
I'll
you
be
like
here
applied
in until
to,
April?
And then you're supposed to move in April.
Is that what you're saying? That I'm to move in April?
I just see April, you're going to have a clearer picture of where you're going.
Okay. So, yeah, like I said, I've been, you know, just been praying and affirming for guidance regarding the short-term housing.
Well, you're somebody who could plant seeds and watch them grow. So, you know, you feel that you're drawn to the location. It's about putting it out there where, you know, what is it you want, even if you apply for housing out there or you take a look at an offering that someone has a room to rent, like you said. But I see you're going to have the clarity in April.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something's going to show up for you. It's going to be really peaceful for you, too. It's going to probably be the best place you ever want to go. That's what I see. I just see you very happy.
Okay, so I'll be here for a bit longer, and my dental work should be completed, all completed.
You can be there as long or as short as you want. I just see for you to have a clear picture of where you're supposed to be going will show up around April.
Right.
Okay. So you don't have to, I mean, nobody said you have to stay right there. If you want to move sooner, then you choose to move sooner. But where you're going to be with the peace and that calm, I see it coming to you
right.
in April. So you made your transition
right.
down there now. You know, it might be a little
right.
bit of a couple months of trying to find your way, but I do see things showing up for you. Okay?
All right. All right.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a good night.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much for Thank calling you. In the session. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Our next caller is a familiar name, Donna. Hi, Donna from California.
Hi. Thank you. Hi.
Oh.
Hi, Lisa, too.
Hello, Donna. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you. Feel very optimistic.
Are you supposed to be traveling soon? Because I see travel right soon, very soon.
Oh, okay. I was going to go January 20th to Hawaii, but then there were too many renovations going on in my friend's studio, so I didn't go.
Oh, okay. Well, it's going to happen soon, very soon. I just see you traveling.
Oh, good.
So
I love
get
to
ready.
Do that. Okay.
Get ready, because I feel like you're gonna have the opening, and it's gonna happen fast.
My
yeah,
fast.
I think you're ready to. Yes, I feel like you're ready to go. So that's good. I see travel, and I see you actually being away for about I don't know, is it two or 3 months or 2 or 3 weeks? I don't know. I just see 2 or 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, either one I could do.
So I don't know what you're
yeah.
planning on doing, but. I feel like you just go travel, but that's not going to be your only stop. You're going to travel someplace right after that, too.
Oh, my gosh. This is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then money coming in.
I think there's opportunity coming in, and I don't know if you're doing it all when you're in, you said Hawaii. Is that where you were supposed to go? Hawaii?
Yeah, that's where I'm thinking of going.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, you might be traveling just around there. I don't know, but I just see traveling to different places, seeing different things, like having a really nice time.
Oh, wow.
Do you have,
maybe it
are
is
you
somewhere.
Having an issue? Are you having, like, some issue with one of your legs?
My legs, well, no, actually, my one foot, the toes get a little numb every day, but it's not neuropathy. I already checked that out. So it must just be with the support in my shoes. So I got a support so that, you know, when I'm walking, it's fine.
Mm. Okay. I just felt like one of your legs was bothering you or giving you a little trouble.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Hmm.
And
yeah.
It, I mean, I don't see anything bad. I just see that gives you, it's like sometimes the walking gets a little bit to you or it bothers you, like it aches.
I don't know.
Maybe just pay attention. Maybe just pay attention to it and see. But no, I feel good things for you. I feel happiness. I feel a breath of fresh air, like you're opening the windows and cleansing. And I almost feel like you're like getting out of feeling like you're getting out of a cage kind of thing, like you're free.
Yeah.
So I feel with that. So it's going to be a nice offering for you.
Oh, good. I want to tell you real quickly. About 4 months ago, I was sitting in my bed. First, I felt all the sadness in my heart, and then I felt like a tunnel twirling, and then right in front of me was this man, beautiful, the most beautiful face I'd ever seen in my life. It was a vision. It must have been from the third eye. I was wide awake, and he had the most beautiful face. He was clothed in black and white robes, and that lasted for a while. And then 2 days ago, I'm sitting up, and I see a tall man in a white robe and white hair. I don't know why they're visiting me. I'm trying to get more telepathic so I can find out.
In the white robe and the white hair?
Yes.
I'm not really picking up
on.
That they're...
Hold on 1 second, okay? Please, hold on. Hi, sorry about that. It's about a little job.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Yes, I had to tell her to call me back. But, yeah. Wonderful.
I'm not really picking up what the beings are. I mean, I would tell you is to ask when you get those visions or see, just ask. Like, who are you? What's your name? I don't feel it's anybody who's familiar to you.
No. Uh-uh. No,
I just feel like you're getting messages. It's more of symbolism and messages of symbolism for you, but I don't know who these beings are for you.
Okay.
I'm not bringing, I'm not connecting to them. I just am going by what you told me, but
yeah,
you know, I would tell you to ask when they show up, like, who are they and, you know, what's the purpose? And when you're connecting more to your internal gifts and you're aware of that stuff, it's just about you fine-tuning it so you can know the details and just ask and you'll receive it.
Yeah, I'll have to ask. That didn't, I'll have to do that.
But I would tell you, start packing. If you haven't packed yet, you better start packing.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. That's my favorite thing to do, travel. Oh, this is such great news.
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful talking to you, like always.
Yes.
You're my favorite.
I feel like the door is opening for you, so get ready. I think the renovations are almost, whatever was going on, it's pretty much tying up, so.
Okay. Yeah.
So you'll go ahead to come for a little bit, and then I think you're going to go on a tour, like touring and staying on one island. I feel like you're going to go maybe to different islands, because I see you traveling around where you're at.
Oh, good.
And explore. You know, I would tell you maybe get a walking stick or something, because I don't know why I'm seeing that with your leg, but it's going to bother you a little bit with all the walking you're going to do and exploring you're going to do.
Okay.
But you'll have a nice time. Make sure you have your camera.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, my phone. Yeah, thank you, Alicia.
You're welcome. Have fun. Let us know.
Thanks.
Yeah, let us know how it turns out for you.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you. You too, Donna.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mary.
Well, that's the end of our callers, Alisa. I guess we get off a few minutes early tonight.
Thank you. Well, you have a good night.
You're welcome. And I believe next week we'll be back on Tuesday night, but probably a little earlier. We're still playing around with some of our times because of our crazy, crazy schedules. But just stay tuned to Be Unique Radio and follow us on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook. We have Be Unique Radio Show page on Facebook, and that's where we post all of our announcements. And that's going to bring me back to Tony's little goodbye. So bye, everybody.
We're happy you tuned in to Be Unique Radio's Transformations with Alisa. We hope her spirit-led messages touched your heart and transformed your day. Because this show moves with Alisa's busy schedule, remember to follow Be Unique Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio to be notified every time a new show is released, and for all the new releases from Be Unique Radio shows as well.